Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery 2020. And in this clip, we have the industry leadership panel consisting of CUNY Mutual Group's Bob Trunzo, NASCA's Lucy Ito, NAFQ's Dan Berger, CUNA's Jim Nussel, and NCUA's Chairman Rodney Hood, all talking about how their organizations dealt with COVID-19 when it first hit back in, I guess, early March, mid-March, and what they did for their employees and what their thoughts were for the industry. Just a really interesting conversation between the group, and here's part of the conversation. So check it out.
Like all organizations, you know, you practice these drills, right? I mean, you have these disaster recovery drills. And I can recall a couple of years ago doing a major exercise at CUNY Mutual, and the exercise was really around cyber. And all of a sudden, halfway through the exercise, you know, someone comes in and says, "Oh my gosh, our workforce is getting sick. Something's going to happen. You know, there's a virus, there's an illness." And we all pushed back from the table and we said, "Oh, come on, this exercise is getting absolutely ridiculous, right?" Well, you know, here we are. And I think, you know, you practice and you try to figure out what to do. And all of a sudden, you know, like all of us, boom, you're remote. It was pretty bleak and pretty dark. And like no one knew what was going to happen in March. But, you know, we were really clear with our employees: get somewhere safe, take care of your families, you know, take a deep breath, you know, you're not going to be, you're going to have a job, figure out where you are, and then let's talk about taking care of our customers.
Yeah, I was surprised in the beginning, the immediate stress on staff, the fear of job loss, and like you, Bob, just assured everyone, take care of yourself, take care of your family, and we're going to figure this out.
Yeah, anxiety was high for mm-hmm. staff. You're exactly right, Lucy. We experienced the same thing to the point that we did a survey of staff and how you feel, how comfortable you're coming back, what kind of time frame are you looking at. One of the biggest things is we have a lot of young families as part of NAFQ's family, and daycare is non-existent. Schools are going to be remote until the beginning of the year or until 2021. And so all that's being taken in consideration as well. And that's what we told staff too, is that take care of your families, take care of yourself. But we, just like Jim said, we had our FAQs out there helping folks around, answering the compliance questions. But our focus was the safety of our staff, because that's our most valuable asset. And it's the same with credit unions, the same with CUNY Mutual Group, it's the same with the NCUA. Your staff is your most valuable asset. And so that was our entire focus, is to take care of them so they, in turn, can take care of NAFQ members.
Well, and our credit unions are doing this too. And it's, you know, I think you're exactly right. We've got to retrain our staff to understand how to operate in this. One of my favorite stories from a credit union is NIH credit union. There was a, they gained a new member, a small business member, during the whole PPP debacle that we don't probably even want to get into on this call, but a small business person changed from their community bank to NIH credit union as a result of the fact that they had gotten an email at 1:30 in the morning from a credit union member service representative, answering their question. Now, the good news is that we got a new member, and that's great, and I'm sure we celebrate that. The challenge, of course, is what in the world were they doing up at 1:30 in the morning answering those questions? Well, we know it's because we do things differently, and I recognize that, but we do have to figure out how to put new boundaries, new training, new ways to just operate in this environment so that we don't burn people out, because we want to be there tomorrow to be able to serve the next member that needs our help.
I just wanted to tag on to that. As I mentioned, I do call CEOs each and every day, and I get insight from what they're doing. And Jim, what you've just articulated is what I hear from some of the calls. When the PPP program, once some of the glitches were addressed, I hear from some of our smaller institutions when SBA gave them the whole 8-hour period where they could in turn have the portal for themselves only. That is the story that I want to share with you all. I heard countless stories of CEOs and CFOs processing loans. Yes, that's right. The CEOs and CFOs of some of these credit unions saw such a value that they wanted to help their member owners have access to small business lending opportunities that they worked 24-hour shifts leading up to that. Now, I'm not advocating 24-hour shifts, but what I am advocating and just sharing for you all is that there was this collegiality and this collaborative approach for saying, hey, we need to be there for our members when they need us most. And that story, when I heard about all people who are able to process loans and do that, it was just a story that I was so proud of this industry that I get to regulate, that there was this we're all in it together mentality. And it goes back to people helping people.
Wow, what a great clip. What an eye-opener it was for not only all of us, but for these leaders of our industry as well. We're all in the same boat together. Just amazing stories all together. So stay tuned for more coverage of CUNY Mutual's Discovery 2020 here on CU Broadcast.